everybody. It is March 8th, 2024. Wrestling Inc. SmackDown. We're on the road to WrestleMania. Flobo is back.
Oi! Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Joining me and Issa, Flobo flew halfway across the earth, the world, not around it, across it.
Yeah.
Go to Australia, and then he flew halfway back.
It is a long, I mean, I live in Los Angeles. That's 16 hours to Sydney, and then you got to jump on another plane to do 4.5 more to Perth. That's 21 hours in a plane plus a dateline. So it was crazy.
Yeah. Good time, though, at that Elimination Chamber?
You know what it was? Look, you guys saw the card, and the card was okay. It was above average, right? But the idea was that because Perth is so isolated that having everyone around from like South Africa and the United States and Germany all come together, I get why WWE is doing all these like super pay-per-view destination events now. It makes total sense to be with these people on this giant world tour. It was amazing to see. And at Cricket Ground, the sunset was perfect. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was fun to watch. It was not the most eventful PLE, but the atmosphere of the Australian crowd, even that press conference, like it was so lit. I mean, it was no Puerto Rico, but
yeah, pretty good. I think the Puerto Rican crowd was hotter, but Australia got Tim Tams, they got meat pies. I mean, the food's on point. I'm just saying, the food's up. I like pastelas too, but Tim Tams.
Yeah, you clearly never eat our food because we can go in an argument with that.
They had
a better sunset. Our arena was covered, so you can. I'll give Australia that. And they have Rhea Ripley. We have Bad Bunny, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on before diving to SmackDown tonight? The Rock, Roman Reigns, Cody, Seth face off. Cliffhanger ending. Different type of ending to SmackDown tonight. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Got that to discuss. Great sit down with Bailey. Questions. Los Lobos Locos in full force tonight. We'll talk about that.
We're not doing that.
So many Lobos signs tonight. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about that.
Signs.
There were signs. There were
all kinds of signs. They were everywhere.
On the gear.
Oh my God. It's
good. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to try and figure out what the heck is going on with this massive build that will it ever pay off with Bobby the Prophets and the Final Testament? We got all that and more. You know?
Yeah, stick around.
There's a lot. Lots to unpack. But what's going on in the news, Flobo?
First of all, I miss you guys. I really do. I really do. But one of the top stories here today, as told by our producers, is Adam Page taking some time off. It looks like even though he was suspended by the Elite this week, because they actually added somebody, and you may have heard about him, some sort of Rainmaker fellow. It looks like Adam Page is taking some time off on a personal family matter. We'll be back shortly to the AEW fold. But what's that say you about the shifting dynamics in the Elite? Kenny Omega's out, Okada is in, Paige is suspended. What say you,
Issa?
I like that they're giving it a storyline reason to what's going on. I am very intrigued. I didn't think it was the best that we could have done to debut Okada, right? But I'm intrigued, so I want to see where it goes. I hope Kenny's okay.
Yeah,
same here.
Oh man, it's AEW is in such an interesting time right now. And I think MJF and Kenny being out, and it just feels different. Maybe it feels like we're officially in like Gen 2 or Gen 3.
Interesting.
Of AEW now. You know what I mean? Because it's not.
Well, I agree with you. I think we're in Gen 2, but I didn't think that this would be the moment, right? Like, I thought that it was kind of like when Cody left, it would be like the second coming, but. Hey, Samoa Joe not on top and MJF not being there. Sure.
I think if we back it up with creative and storylines, there is a little bit of a different direction and AEW could start going upwards. You just picked up a lot of people that could be main eventers, you know? It's just a matter of backing them up with the right creative. I'm very curious about what they're gonna do with Okada. I wasn't expecting that. I thought he was going to come out to team up with Eddie Kingston and they were going to put him in the tag team tournament. If you want me to be honest, that was my first impression. So when he attacked Eddie Kingston, I was intrigued by it. But I think, you know, with them picking up what we think is coming on Wednesday, you have Ospreay, you have Okada. It does feel like we are in a little bit of a different time. Now, if you book these people right, you have a lot of main eventers right there for you.
Yeah. We shall see. And you know what's officially going to mark though Gen 3, I think. I think you might be right, but it might be Gen 2. I think with the contract of the originals coming to an end, like that also signifies but I think Mercedes is mark. You know, this will be an official marking point for a new generation. Do they break 1 million viewers when Mercedes debuts?
I mean, they should. If she had an injury this week, it looks like it's a fever pitch. People are talking about Mercedes. It'd be a matter of time, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people projected that the ratings will go up after Revolution and they dropped. So I have no expectation of ratings.
Damn, Misa, I'm trying to give some kind of positivity. Don't be saying things I'm thinking in the back of my head. don't be saying what I'm thinking.
my whole thing is saying what you're thinking out loud. Sometimes it can be in a lot of trouble.
Look, I like AEW and I do think they do a lot of things right, but I feel like there's a kind of like it's time for a refresh. Maybe the background is a part of that, the new stage, but there really has to be a reset with the storytelling. I'm not sure if it's Tony Khan getting someone else, or I don't know if it's kind of like putting new characters in there. It does feel like they're kind of in a holding pattern on the creative side.
Yeah. What else is going on in the news?
Oh man, big news. And bestly, if you're over the age of 35, because we all popped, and if you're under the age of 35, you're like, who? WWE announced going to the Hall of Fame class, which also includes Bill Nakano and Paul Heyman at the US Express. That's Mike Rotunda. IRS and Barry Windham, part of WrestleMania, the original WrestleMania, will be inducted this year alongside WrestleMania 40, which is news into itself. But the rumors have been swirling. Of course, this is all conjecture. It's opened up the door for a certain Bray Wyatt to be in that fold later on. Thoughts?
I'm super excited. I love the announcement from Triple H. I thought that was nice, mentioning how this is WrestleMania 40, that we're part of the first WrestleMania. So far, this class is looking sharp. It's looking solid. It's looking at people who deserve to be there. There's a lot of people that I thought were already there that are going to be there now, you know, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah. No, and I think you're right. I think it does open that door even further for Bray going in. I think that would be very nice.
Question, though, Glenn, let me ask you specifically, because we're about the same age. US Express were announced, were you surprised, dismayed, surprised that they weren't in there before? What was the first moment?
Honestly, when anyone kind of pre-Attitude Era gets announced, it's kind of like, oh, wait, I thought they were in. I thought that was like, you know, like how the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, when they opened, they almost grandfathered in everybody that released music before 1963.
Okay.
You know, like everyone, the Beatles and before automatically got in, you know, I assumed it was like that. But I think this is a good call. It's shaping up to be an interesting class this year for the Hall of Fame. Do you think The Rock ends up going in? According to reports, he has more input into the selections this year.
Does The Rock go in before Batista is my question.
I mean, they're really all in with The Rock, but it seems weird to have him doing this heel thing and then have him go up there and give a heartfelt speech.
I would assume that Paul Heyman is headlining, so I don't see Bray or The Rock going in this year, as I would assume there will be headliners on their own.
Yeah.
That's fair. The Hall of Fame is always a weird choice. Like, I never disagree with any choices, but like Rey Mysterio, for example.
Wait, you never disagree with any choices?
Because look, Hall of Fames to me are arbitrary. It's like everyone's good enough. Why not like
Kid Rock?
No, the celebrity wing's different. I feel the celebrity wing is like a different category altogether. But like the only one I go, oh yeah, it's like Coco Beware or Rikishi. You're like, oh yeah, they're in it. But I'm never like, ugh, they're reserved to be in the Hall of Fame. That's arbitrary. But the question I have is like someone like Rey Mysterio got inducted and still was on the active roster and he still wrestled. That was kind of weird, wasn't it? Like, oh yeah, you're a Hall of Famer, but see you next week because you got a match against Dominic.
Yeah. And let me be clear. I don't talk about this or admit this very much, but, you know, Kid Rock's like pre-2002 output, I'm actually a reasonable fan of.
Yeah, why not?
You know, but I don't listen to it where I'm like, this is artistically great. I listen to it and I'm like, oh, I hate how much I enjoy listening to this.
I just felt bad for Drew Carey getting booed. I'm like, dude, he's a celebrity. He was in one match. Leave him alone.
You know? I'm just saying, but Kid Rock, I think Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit did more for the WWE. Than Kid Rock did. And so where's their induction? You know, and Cyndi Lauper's still not in. In fact, you know, if I want to take a hardline protest, like no one gets in. If the WWE Hall of Fame was a physical place, I would chain myself to it and say no one else gets in until you have Cyndi Lauper.
Wow. Inducted.
Yeah.
What a hill to die on, man.
I think a lot of people agree with that.
You're gonna be wasting away.
Okay, so let me date myself. People over the age of 40, I think, would die on that hill.
Yeah.
You know? She's a big part of the reason why. I mean, it's Rocky III, it's Mr. T, and it's Cyndi Lauper. That's the three reasons we all knew about the WWF.
But okay, so Mr. T's not going to be in the Hall of Fame because he doesn't want to be in the Hall of Fame. So, like, what are you going to chain yourself to the Hall of Fame again for that? Or
I don't know.
I'll think about it.
If Mr. T, do we have confirmation Mr. T doesn't want to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we do. He's been asked plenty of times because he was the main event the first one.
Yeah.
Because he was asked too late, and so it was kind of like a respect issue.
I mean, he's doing like 1-800-COLLECT. Man, I just date myself. He was doing 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
He's like insurance commercials and stuff. He's not, I mean, he has integrity, but at the same time, like, dude says yes to things.
No, he says yes to things. I think his issue was he was asked so many years after the Hall of Fame became a thing. It was like, I was a big deal for you. Why are you coming to me now? Not so much like I'm bored.
In my head, I'm hearing that answer in his voice, by the way.
Yeah.
I just dialed 1-800-COLLECT and I got the busy tongue. So I think it's not even a thing anymore.
See that? Isa is a journalist.
Wait, no, it's true Mr. answers. He is in the Hall of Fame. I thought he was.
But let's investigate a journalist right here.
Yeah, no, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, there you go. All
right. 2014. I thought he was. But
I was under the impression that was kind of a decline thing. I'm sorry.
Yes, WrestleMania 30. Yeah, and speech was he loves his mama, like the rap song he made about loving your mama.
Okay, yo, when a boy's wrong, the boy's wrong. I'm sorry.
If you've never seen this, let's go on a positive Mr. T send-off here. If you've never seen this, you got to go on YouTube and search Mr. T Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. And it is an hour-long video Mr. T released teaching kids about respect and self-esteem. And there's musical numbers, including one about loving your mom. I think there's a lot of Say No to Drugs in there. It's very well done.
I swear, there's always one reference you make where I go, I think you're like half past 60. Like, what? Like, who?
This came out when I was a kid. This came out, like, if you look, okay, let me tell you something, Flobo. I just turned 48 years old.
Okay.
Home video was a revolution. We all rented The Making of Michael Jackson's Thriller, and we watched that because I had the video and we wanted to watch the making of. Mr. T, Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. And then strangely, people didn't watch it because you had to order it through an 800 number. But if you talk to somebody over the age of 40 and you mention Alyssa Milano's Teen Steam, which is like a workout video and a song that she sang, Teen Steam, Gotta Let It Out, like they all know what you're referring to. And Alfonso Rivera wanted to sell you a book or a record with a book and a poster about how to break dance.
Do people know Alfonso Ribeiro without saying the word Carlton? Okay, anyway, not the point. not the point.
1-800-COLLECT went bankrupt in 2002.
Damn! Really? Ain't nothing sacred.
Yeah. Gen X is going to be the worst, by the way. Let me just say, if you thought boomers were bad, like Gen X, we're the new boomers.
I hate it because you guys are boomers, but then pretend like, no, it was different when we were kids. Nope, y'all the same old sons of guns ever. That's...
Well, because the weird thing is in the 80s, we grew up with 50s nostalgia because the boomers were in charge. So there's like a weird double dose. It's strange. Anyhow, anything else in the news?
That's it today from the Wrestling Inc. side. But I got to say, WWE 2K24 is out this week.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to get it, but oh, man, all the reviews are telling me you have to try it for yourself because either it's the best game ever or full of bugs. I would say, though, the former because I've always been satisfied with 2K. I'm not sure if you guys play.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was like, I'm not getting it this year. It's going to be on sale for $20 in 3 months. And I pre-ordered the WrestleMania edition.
Wow.
Because I wanted it early. And my GM mode now is you can't just figure out what works and wash, rinse, repeat. Like, my GM mode's challenging now.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the game, I think. I play that. Like,
which is weird because, again, that's a Commodore 64 game. Like, you don't need advanced technology to play my GM mode. You could play that on a calculator and some graph paper.
Isa, do you play 2K at all? Are you a 2K fan? Or
no, I used to, but I stopped. I don't have time for it anymore.
Fair
enough.
Wow.
No, I mean, she has work. She has a live stream. She has a whole following. Like, I can respect that.
Yeah.
The type of petty stuff.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I love petty stuff.
I just stay up late at night. I mean, I got work to do, but I stay up at night, and I'm like, no, I got to finish this season. I need more Hall of Fame trophies. Wipe that smug look off Sonya Deville's face.
Yeah, Sonya Deville's my opponent, too. Why is that?
Actually, if you played against Paul Heyman, like, plays dirty. Like, don't play against him. He'll steal your superstars. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, I was never doing that. Yeah, it's Sony Deville. Yeah.
Yeah. But My Rise is interesting in this year because they split it off. The women's storyline is Unleashed. Undisputed is the men's storyline. Issa in the men's storyline, Roman vacates the title.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to beat him for it.
Yeah. But I thought it was funny that in the women's storyline, like Shotzi hates your character. So you're having like this series of tryout matches. And it's just 30 minutes of like Shotzi talking shit about your character.
To me, like, that's why I become a wrestler. I wouldn't want to run at WrestleMania. I just want to be the game and be a level one boss. Done and done. My career is over.
Yeah. But no, it's a deep game. And I think that what it comes down to is if you have the time to play it and enjoy it, there's actually a phenomenal value in WWE 2K24. But if you just want to casually pick it up, smash buttons with the roster, like you might be able to wait till it goes on sale. But there's a lot there waiting for you if you have the time to invest in the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we'll talk. It's going to come up more. We're going to talk about this more, I'm sure, on subsequent podcasts. Good NXT representation as well in the game. But
when do you think we get the LA Knight versus TV match on 2K?
Oh, come on. Shots of Vizio, bro.
So let's talk about SmackDown tonight. So much on SmackDown.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. We went off the air with Roman, The Rock, Cody, and Seth. Not open.
Yeah, because they opened last week, so it made sense.
Yes.
Leave us waiting. It's like playing just the tip, you know, the anticipation.
We're a family show, Isa.
Just quoting movie.
But we kind of had a warm-up today, which was The Rock's promo on social media.
It was so good. This was better than the last one.
It was shorter.
Yeah, that's probably why I found it better.
Could you imagine someone trying to tell him, like, Rock, this was great, buddy, but 21 minutes, little long for a social media post.
Because I typically don't go for the Cody response, but when Cody responded with the "I'm not watching all that," I popped because that's how I felt when I saw it was 20 minutes. I was like, I don't have 20 minutes to sit down here staring at my phone. I'm not trying to get tech neck. You know what I mean? Like, no.
See, things to do, man. I get it.
Yeah. So that promo was online. Everybody go watch it. But
so good. So good. So good. And the poor dog.
Yeah. Hey, the Scorpion King knows a thing or two about pharaohs. If Scorpion King says he's not a pharaoh, he's not a pharaoh.
You know what? I respect you went there. I really do.
Yeah.
Glenn does the hard work for all of us.
Yeah. So we open tonight instead with Logan Paul.
Sure.
Yeah. That happened. I forgot.
This was a decent... He normally isn't as good in front of the crowd. I thought he did an okay job tonight. It's just that he was, you know, the warm-up. He announced the biggest sponsorship deal in WWE history. This is no kayfabe. This is real. They put out a press release. Yeah. Prime, his energy drink and hydration drink, is going I'm sorry?
About time they did that. Yeah. He signed that up with everybody else. I was waiting for it. Now he's getting two paychecks from WWE.
So they're going to be on the wrestling mat for PLE starting with WrestleMania.
Dumb. Yeah. It's like dumb.
It's very ugly.
First of all, it ticks me off as a bald American. This guy gets to have a hairline replacement surgery and no one calls him out on it. I see those.
That headline's still thinning us.
I'm just saying that thing is only you're only delaying the inevitable.
Well, listen, Flobo, if it makes you feel any better, you can go to WWE shop and buy a Logan Paul wig for $32.
It makes me feel worse. I just feel better. I don't want to be blonde. What the hell? No, I'm with it. But look, I get the idea of the ring sponsors. All combat sports have it. But I feel like it's kind of sacred for the WWE, right? Like, I understand I'm supposed to hate it because you're a heel. But dang, man, it's like one of your favorite sports team has a jersey sponsor. You go, damn, man, we know we're all corporate selling out.
Yeah, but it makes money. I like this segment. I like the opening. I thought it felt like a big deal. And bringing out KSI, KSI is going to eat the RKO, isn't it? Like, you just knew it was going to happen. And I just can't wait to see the views that WWE is going to get all together on all the segments from this show. Logan Paul and KSI are viral machines on the content they put out on their own outside of wrestling. And you have The Rock. Like, I feel like the viewership, especially on the YouTube side of things, is going to be crazy for WWE this week. And hey, they're celebrating 100 million subscribers. Only 10 channels have done that. So, you know.
Yeah. So KSI came out, and then Randy Orton came out, hit the RKO on KSI, picked up the Prime drink and put it over. I said, oh, this tastes good. And then he poured it on KSI to make him look like he wet his pants.
You know, I had a feeling this sponsorship was coming the second that Rhea Ripley picked it up at the press conference and drank it and said, it isn't bad. I was like,
I hope that's how they're going to put it over. It isn't bad.
No. But people are not crapping all over it, which is what everybody was doing when Logan Paul first got here. You can see the switch on how they started treating it.
Can we highlight Beard Money's comment? Because I'm with that.
Yeah.
All right, fine. If you have to do it, give me a logo. But Beard Money says, I would have preferred a colorful word prime versus a picture of the bottle. But whatever. Because it does feel kind of weird. Be like, what is the bottle itself? Feels like
it looks. It's an eyesore, man.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Good opening segment, though, for what it was. Good on WWE getting that bag. I don't know. The world we live in is so strange right now. In so many ways. Mm-hmm. But this was fun for an opening segment.
KSI ate an RKO.
Yeah. But I don't know who KSI is. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know who he is.
Of course, Glenn. We all know. But I know who he is. It's a big deal.
Big KSI fan? What's your favorite thing KSI has ever done?
I'm not a big KSI fan, but I understand the YouTube world.
It's like football. I was listening to the soundtrack of WWE 2K24.
Ooh.
And I looked at the list and I like recognized the Busta Rhymes song. And I didn't recognize a single other song.
Oh yeah.
It's on
that
soundtrack.
That's when age comes at you. Isn't that about how many years you have? It's cultural things like that. You go, well, there's people who are born after me who are grown men and women.
Okay. Yes. I was talking to Jeff Gerstmann last night about WWE 2K24. We did a thing for his Patreon and I was like, oh, I like that song that sounds like MC Chris, the one with the autotune and the high pitch. And he was like, you mean 100 Keks? And I'm like, I've never heard of them before ever, but I thought that song was obnoxiously enjoyable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Issa, you know, Flobo, you could say that I'm old, but I'm actually younger than the average person who watches WWE.
I've never said you're old at all. No, never. No. I just said you're a boomer. That's timeless. Boomer,
that's worse.
You could be 20 years old and be a boomer.
Did you hear Cody's comment about that on the Xavier Woods stream? I believe it was for 2K24. They selected Tyler Bate. And Cody was like, oh, he's got that Michael Hayes thing, born 40.
Yeah. He's 26 years old, but he's been there forever. Look, 8 years in WWE. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Issa, what'd you think of this match?
Did you see that pop up into the RKO to finish the match? That's it. That's my comment. It's beautiful. Randy looked amazing, but you guys told me it's a family show, so I'll leave it at that.
No. I was kidding.
Not going to talk about any bears getting choked out or anything like that. Not
tonight. He slapped his thighs last week on Monday. I was like, okay, maybe he's on something. And I'm not even a Randy Orton fan. I was like, Issa was right. She was right.
I thought... I mean, the match was good. It was interesting to set up after, and then Logan Paul blindsiding Orton and Owens and the brass knuckles.
With the weakest double line, gold sign, whatever he tried to hit. I don't even know what he was trying to do. He was just like, Prime gives you wings. And went like this. Went like this. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But hey, Randy did not hit KO. Randy likes Kevin Owens. Probably because that thing would just be called RKO.
Yeah.
So smooth. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, how long before they break up?
Don't get me started.
There's already so much going on for Mania. I could see them being a good feud, but it's like Mania's looking so stacked already.
I don't think they're going to be on Mania, but I don't see them lasting very much longer together. Yeah. I mean, they started this at Elimination Chamber.
Maybe they break up at Mania. Maybe they go out there. Maybe they're Logan's hype men for a match.
I knew that was going to happen. I was like, once they put Grayson with Austin Theory, I was like, Grayson's going to eat Austin's lunch. And the thing is about Grayson, yeah, Austin has a better body, quote unquote, but I can at least tell you three of Grayson Waller's moves. I can't tell you what the hell Austin Theory does anymore. Yeah.
I mean, Austin is handsome in such a put together way. He almost looks unreal. Like he looks almost like a Ken doll. Like he's just so chiseled. And I don't know what failed to connect, because he was one of like Vince's last project guys that he really pushed. And for whatever reason,
the egg cursing. Yeah, the egg.
No, it didn't curse. Well, I mean, it didn't help him either, so I can't say nothing. I'll take it back.
Somebody told me today on my chat, and I was like, oh, God. They said now Austin Theory is going to steal the play button that WWE got.
Oh, yeah.
From
that would be good.
That's going to be his next storyline.
But Grayson, I just think he has an it factor in a different way, and I think his promos are better. And I think that... I hate to compare wrestlers to the current wrestlers, but he reminds me of being on the same trajectory as The Miz was, except he's accelerating much faster.
Like he's The Miz. We'll get to the other times this happens, but WWE knows there's certain components, your Rey Mysterios, your Mandy Roses that you have to swap out, and that's one of them. So the fact that we went to Perth, sure, but like the Grayson Waller effect tells you this guy can talk himself into a fight, which you can always work on. You can always give somebody abs. You can't give anyone a personality. So you have Austin Theory with Grayson Waller, and we're going, yeah, Austin, you're okay, but that Grayson dude has a roll around stunner. Like it just, I feel bad for the guy.
And he looks like the love child of Vanilla Ice and Paul Walker.
Whoa.
I mean, that is a huge compliment.
Yeah, what year would that would have happened, though? Like, what?
Maybe, like, shortly after Into the Blue, Paul Walker came back and he was in Miami and he was like, yo, A1A Beachfront Avenue, and there was Vanilla Ice rolling in his 5.0.
Sure. And their eyes locked. Cool as ice. Yeah. That's
Vanilla Ice, not too old. Paul Walker, not too young. It was okay. It was cool.
I hear this.
Yeah.
We're getting canceled.
I just actually watched Into the Blue for the first time the other night. That is a solid ass movie.
It is, but it'll get sweet
to
side.
It is a good movie.
Yeah. Cool as Ice is not.
Into the Blue, Cool as Ice is not. But then I went back and watched The Deep from the 70s, which is the exact same movie as Into the Blue, but with Nick Nolte and Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what will make this better? Scott Conn and cocaine.
Whoa.
Because Into the Blue's got that. If you have Scott Conn and cocaine, Into the Blue is your movie.
Dude, Static Media is going to write us up. Stop saying that word. You can't say that word anymore.
It's not a bad word. Okay. So this recap video of Dakota Kai betraying Bayley. We had Bayley sit down with Kayla. Flobo, what'd you think of this?
The interview to me is I love Bayley. I feel like she has to do all the heavy lifting. So I don't quite believe in the whole woe is me. I kind of wish Bayley was doing the whole like, you screwed me, I'm going to screw you back. But I get it, because Io Shirai really can't do like the I fooled you promo. But I mean, it was fine. It serves its purpose. But I think Bayley had to like do a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Issa, what'd you think about the damage control promo with Dakota?
I liked it. I'm glad that they took a big chunk of time tonight to talk about the storyline, because it feels like the forgotten storyline that actually has a built story to it. Like not just Bayley winning the Rumble, but everything with damage control. We saw the video package. We saw the conversation with Bayley. Then we saw a damage control promo. I liked everything about it. I like the way this is playing out. I'm very interested. It's amazing how they just so organically made Bayley into a babyface.
Yeah.
It was such an easy turn. Like, I'm here for it. No complications, no nothing. Let's see where it goes.
So weird that this happening. And then Mercedes interviews putting Bayley over. And it's like, oh, Bayley could really use some backup. And Mercedes is going to AEW.
Stop working yourself into a shoot, brother.
I know. And I want to believe. I want to believe she's going to do, like, the contract I signed didn't say AEW on it. It said WWE. I don't know.
Imagine all 6,000 people that are going to be at TD Garden Wednesday. I didn't mean that as shade. That did sound shady. I'm sorry.
Pretty shady.
These people are going to be mad. They're going to want a refund if Mercedes is not there.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I love the damage control promo. I think Bayley going back to face. How far face does she go back for? But do we get the wacky waving inflatable two men? No.
I would love that, but that would be such a betrayal. What Bayley did. We're gonna have a Carmelo Hayes situation where Bayley be the same character, but they'd be cheered for a couple of years, which is kind of good for her because she doesn't do as much. But I always say that one of the tragic things in wrestling was her injury right after the end of the pandemic, because that Ding Dong Hello stuff was peak Bayley. And I'm not sure we're going to get there currently, but hey, look, I'd rather this version than going back to the I love to hug.
I love to hug. Yay.
It's a more mature Bayley face is what we're
doing.
So then Karrion Kross versus Bobby Lashley. And when you saw that Karrion came out there without the AOP, you just knew.
Take me with you. Ace of Goat, don't leave. Take me with you.
You just knew how this was going to end.
Yeah.
So all this build of the Street Profits joining up with Bobby Lashley, they went and bought suits. Karrion Kross in the final testament.
That was the buildup.
Yeah, Karrion Kross in the final testament. Yeah, but all these things happen over the course of like my 40s, or at least the better part of the last few months. All of this happened to what I think is going to end up being a 3-on-3 tag match that happens on the SmackDown the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And what was with Karrion? I mean, I feel like every week we talk about Karrion's hair. As it gets longer, he has a new hairstyle. And tonight with like the samurai ponytail.
AJ style. Say it. He ain't no AJ style.
He's no AJ style.
Why did Bobby Lashley's blood look fake? Was it blood? Did you see it on his shoulder?
It looked fake, yes.
I think it's because he's not human. That's how he doesn't age. Maybe he's a clone. Maybe that's why the blood looks that way.
He's turning 48 this year, so.
I know, that man is not human. He's not real. Just like Kyle O'Reilly over on AW. I don't know who that is, but that's not Kyle O'Reilly.
What? Unless he's been going through some stuff, the back under his eyes.
No, he looks like they held him hostage in a room somewhere for the last.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
He does look. Anyways,
here's your rationale.
I'm not feeling this, like, at all. Every time it happens, it loses me, and they gave it too much time to get to a DQ. It was all, you're killing Bobby Lashley here, honestly.
Yeah. So, what more can we say? Double disqualification due to AOP interfering. Street Profits.
How do you think they could get him to click, though? How do you save all this? I don't even know how. You're in too deep with it.
Bobby or Karrion? Or Final Testament or whatever?
All of it.
Well, look, if it's Bobby and the Street Profits, all they have to do is go off TV, do a couple promos about how they're excellent. And I think they can do a soft reset. I don't know what the hell Final Testament has to do because you haven't told me what they want and what they're about. So, like, you can't reset something that's not even a good idea. But I don't want to rant. I feel like every time I'm here, I kind of bury them.
Yeah.
But I think of the two groups, I think you can say, if you care, you can say Bobby and Street Profits a lot easier.
You know what? Shout out to Andrew in the chat because we did skip over the
I got that
segment, and I really, really like that segment. So
yes,
we're gonna
talk
get into
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because
sometimes I do things out of order, Issa. Sometimes I do things out.
Yeah. Naomi was watching Bayley speak backstage, and she said she felt bad. And you know, the whole thing has been that it feels like Bayley needs backup, and Bianca, she just pressed on through. Like, Bianca was not lying here, all the things that she said, but it was so petty, which was like, you haven't been here.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. I was like, yo, chill. But this got me very intrigued about where this is going, and the way that Bianca was speaking was like, well, YOLO, you know? I thought this was very, very interesting in my opinion.
Yeah. No, and I like the idea of having them, both Naomi and Bianca being faces, but at the same time, like, disagreeing about their thoughts about Bayley Like it was more nuanced than good versus bad. And I thought that was very well done.
What is Bianca going to do at WrestleMania?
She's at WrestleMania World doing a signing. Hello.
No, but who is she going to wrestle at Mania?
Do you think it happens with Jade?
No. This is too short of a... Right? Don't you think
Mania is 4 weeks away. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It just feels like it's like 2 weeks away. I mean, maybe, but is that how you want to... I don't know. I wouldn't debut Jade until you're ready to put this, like, the rocket on her and just, like, push her to the moon.
Yeah. Jade could debut the night after Mania and have her first match.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. I think that if they don't move forward with that, like, next week, I don't think it's happening at Mania.
I thought it was going to be Tiffany because of their interaction at the press conference, and Tiffany got a win here, but we haven't really seen them interact much after that. But Tiffany did pin her and eliminated her from the chamber.
Yeah. Talking about the rocket. Tiffany's getting the rocket for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, yeah. So speaking of which, Tiffany took on Mia Yim tonight.
Took on who, Glenn?
Meechin Mia
Yay!
Yim.
Yay!
I mean, God bless Meechin for putting in all these matches, but it's weird how all her promos that are online, like backstage, are like, I'm really sick of this. You know, I'm really sick of being in this role. It's interesting. I could see them giving her, remember when Dolph had that run when he won the title from The Miz? And before that, they had him like backstage on the phone with like his parents, and he was like, yeah, I lost again. No, I really thought it was gonna happen this time.
Right.
Like, I could see them turning this around and giving her something later this year. I hope they do. But how do you think Tiffany Stratton did tonight, Issa?
I love the moonsault. It is the prettiest moonsault, and they get all the camera angles, and it just looked good. It was a perfect angle. She doesn't miss. I have liked Tiffany since day one. I really have been enjoying her. I just wish she had like some kind of program instead of having these random matches. I know a lot of people is like, well, at least they're on TV. No, but there is such thing as putting people on TV and not accomplishing much with them. So yeah, I would like to see her involved in an actual feud.
Yeah. Flobo, how are you feeling about Tiffy time?
Well, it took me a long time to get on the Tiffy train. I'm not sure what the SmackDown version of Tiffy is. Like, I guess I was on board with the Buff Barbie situation, the music's changed, she has this thing. But like I was saying before, WWE has their archetypes, and now we're seeing that swapped out. Like the Mandy Rose, like the, hey, look, here's somebody who is quote-unquote traditionally attractive but can bench press you into oblivion. We have that in Tiffany Stratton. But you look at Meechin, you need people to lose matches. I understand that, but the OC hasn't really been a threat in 2 years, so I wonder, what is the value of having Tiffany Stratton beat Meechin? Like, why would you that make her look better or worse? I'm not really sure.
No, I agree. But you're right. Someone has to do it. It's just a little odd that it's always the same person that's doing it lately. So I hope it's a lead to something more substantial. AJ Styles cut a promo on LA Knight, and no, I swore I was going to drop this. I said, okay, I've ran this into the ground, but AJ Styles specifically said, why did I fly halfway across the world? Not around the world, but across the world.
You do.
Because the earth is flat.
No. Got you there, Glenn.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But
no, like,
AJ Styles thinks. AJ Styles actually thinks the earth is flat.
Why? I mean, like, either that or a writer was trolling him tonight by that use of language.
I mean, to be fair, you do go across the world. Like, you don't go up the North Pole to fly. I mean...
But the saying, much like the Daft Punk song, is around the world.
Right.
You know?
He didn't go around. He went halfway across around. Halfway across around, sort of, kind of bisected.
Why are we not talking about his hair?
His hair looked good.
No, it looked more than good, Glenn.
Silver fox and bound. You see the little strands in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The most beautiful hair. It was so shiny, and you could see it in the dark.
Yeah. Wow. He had some words for LA Knight, and LA Knight was so pissed that he attacked.
What was this? Why did he do this?
Don't know.
It looked so stupid.
It did.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to make Flobo, how'd you feel about that?
But AJ Styles' hair? That's great.
No, about your boy LA Knight attacking the TV.
I mean, that TV just had a chance. What's LA Knight supposed to do? It's been 2 weeks. No one's around. He can't do a promo with the dad. He was in the ring to dad. I like it. I think it was great. He beat that TV up. Straight up. Shout out to Vizio. Just bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
He probably can get another one on sale for cheaper, a better version too, newer version.
Oh yeah, it's probably 1080p. I mean, come on.
Yeah, please get a 4K.
Poor Dragon Lee. This was like his return tonight, but backstage getting clowned by Legato.
And rightfully so. Yeah. Dragon Lee got told about himself because it was all true. You think you're Mysterio, you wait. Santos is. Axiom is, hell, I even say Carlito is more Rey Mysterio than Dragon Lee. What the hell are we doing? I love his theme song, but what a waste.
Wow.
I loved it. I was here for it. I'm here for all dragging of Dragon Lee. I support it. Big thumbs up.
So this led to a match with Dragon Lee versus Angel.
Let's talk about it, Glenn.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you see when he's coming out there, I noticed there was like claw marks on his gloves. And then you look and there's claw marks on his trunks. Dude's a werewolf.
Yeah, 1,000%
Los Lobos lives on.
They confirmed it for us.
Yes.
Not doing it.
They confirmed it. You saw it. You saw it. Did you see what we're talking about, Global? Did you see it, though?
It is just an aesthetic on a costume. That does not mean they're actually a werewolf.
But what aesthetic is it?
The aesthetic is, they're wolf marks. They're not actually werewolves.
They're wolf marks, right?
No, they're not.
You know what happens when you got wolf marks?
Have you ever been scratched by a wolf? You don't turn into a werewolf. You get like rabies. No. That's all that happens.
I have never been scratched by a wolf, but they had back when they were in NXT and they became werewolves. And that's not why they're Lobos Locos.
They're not werewolves.
There were claw marks all over his
head. They don't fight after 10 o'clock.
So let me ask you a question, Flobo.
Yeah, what's up?
Los
Thank
Flobo.
You, Alicia. Thank you.
Los Flobo.
Lobo con un F, Flobo. Yeah.
El Flobo Loco.
I'm taking Spanish classes, y'all. That's F. That means F.
Hmm.
Just
saying.
Wow.
It's love or not. Yeah.
So let me ask you, what's more likely?
What?
That Issa and I are right, or that AJ Styles is right and the earth is flat?
Oh, come on.
That's a great question, Flobo.
This is what's a no-win situation. I flew over the North Pole, so no, that's not true.
Not the question, Flobo.
But I hate the fact that you compared yourself to something that's so wrong that by the 1.11% chance you're right, it could be that you guys would be right. But you're all wrong, too. So.
But still, it's more likely that
it's more likely. That's right.
They had those dreams. So this ended via DQ. Everyone beat up Dragon Lee. I don't know. It's fine. Legato.
Can we stop with this, though? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right. Look, Rey Mysterio is at the tail end of his career. Props to him. He's a legend. There's no Rey Mysterio slander here. And I understand you need someone to fill in that slot. Santos Escobar has shown us. Axiom has shown us. Even Cruz del Toro has shown us. But Dragon Lee comes out and gives us the most average performance. He gets told by Angel, who isn't even the strongest guy in the group, and he almost loses the match and gets beat down after it. What are we doing? Do you feel any sympathy for Dragon Lee? Are you going to buy Dragon Lee merch? No. Come on. No?
I just read on Reddit that the saliva of the wolf and the blood have to make contact for the werewolf transformation to happen.
There were no werewolves in NXT that had a dream and they woke up with scratches. So we don't even know if it was an actual scratch.
I'm just saying, saliva and blood. That's strong bond.
Think
right
about
there. Lobos Locos for life.
Yeah.
It's Legato!
So, the main event segment tonight was Cody Rhodes and Seth answering the Bloodline challenge.
First of all, the main event segment today was Roman Reigns and The Rock waiting on. Please get the name order correct.
Okay, so Issa, how did it make you feel?
What?
Did it seem strange?
What?
Peculiar to you to have Roman come out? To have Roman come out looking glorious, his hair on point, his fashion looking like $1 million post-tax.
Yeah.
comes to the ring and then says, Dallas, acknowledge us. And he wasn't talking about acknowledging you and him and the spiritual bond you share with one another.
No.
We Orton's wouldn't. Dies. Yeah.
We don't need to.
What?
I liked it because it's continuation from what we saw last week from them. If you want to be honest, I don't trust The Rock. I don't trust Solo. I don't trust Jimmy. I don't trust anybody. My bloodline is Roman Reigns and Roman Reigns alone. So if he's playing into it, that's good. But I'm hoping that my tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is smarter than what he's presenting himself to be. I think he's going to use The Rock to get an advantage. First of all, I want to talk to people, okay? Because people have been all over my mentions going, oh, Roman is going to lose because he's wrestling night one and he's going to be weak. Cody wrestling too. What kind of argument is that? What Roman needs to do is not tag in. Let The Rock handle the entire match. If The Rock acknowledges Roman the way that he says he acknowledges, he needs to do Roman the solid on night one and do the whole match by himself. Do not tag in the tribal chief because we need him fresh and ready to go for night two. Well, I don't trust The Rock, but it doesn't bother me. I like that. I think it's continuation from the whole The Rock is here with Roman. If you want me as the first lady of the Bloodline Committee, no, I do not trust The Rock.
Bloodline Committee?
Yes, I made that up.
What meetings? What are your meetings about? What are you voting on?
We have meetings about Roman Reigns' best looks, best title swings. You know when he swings the title and he goes like this. I watched the footage.
He
on
wears
that
the same thing every week. What are you talking?
No, he doesn't wear the same thing.
It's the same. It's sweatpants with his own logo on it. What are you
clearly about? Do not look at him like
I don't go to meetings. Apparently, I'm sorry.
So
anyway, let's talk about The Rock's entrance though. That was OP.
Yeah, that was good.
I disagree.
Lightning effects. You don't like it?
I hate it. Well, if you're
it was very midlife crisis of The Rock.
True. Now that's true.
The Rock saying that later, I was like, oh, holy crap. Like, you're really a big deal. Like, why you need all that?
Yeah.
You got to be able to have some unified presence. You just can't have The Rock doing a separate thing, or unless they're going to say they're going to fight sooner or later. But
Tommy O, $5, super chat. Thank you, Tommy, saying best line of the night, Seth calling The Rock Mr. Midlife Crisis. I like that Seth got some barbs in tonight.
Sick beard,
yeah, because
though,
up until the slap, Cody was looking the weakest out of everybody tonight. I said what I said.
Seth, though, was by far the most fashionable of everyone.
Oh, my God, that coat. He looks like a beanbag. I want to lay on and play 2K. It's
beautiful. Put him on the cover of Vogue. Let him edit Vogue for an issue.
Wow.
He's so fashionable. Yeah. I see how Seth dresses, and I keep thinking, like, I gotta up my fashion game. And all
but
I keep
not
doing
everybody
is
can pull
clothes.
That off. It's so true. Do not use that as your inspiration. Not everybody can pull off what Seth is doing. And he does, and it's great, but not everybody can pull that off. I heard a couple of people saying, I'm going to step, and I'm like, yeah, no, don't do that.
No. I'm going to come up with my own thing. Tony Garcia, $4.99, thank you for the super chat. I thought this was good. It's good that, this match is happening night one. But the big thing that happened, the cliffhanger we ended on tonight, was The Rock calling Cody a mistake because he was born so late in Dusty's life. And then Cody slapping The Rock, which
he got really sensitive about that, didn't he?
I mean, I would.
Why?
When I graduated college, we had our commencement speaker, and his whole thing was like, he was trying to say, we are a product of things happening in the universe, your mom meeting your dad, whatever, whatever. But he was like, listen, all of you are mistakes. And it was like, boo. We all booed that guy off the stage. It was
really
hilarious. Yeah.
I mean, but, okay, if you think about the way conception works.
Oh, my
like,
God. Why?
No, I'm saying, like, it's a one in a million chance that the specific DNA combination that is you happens.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, like, it's not to me, it's not the I don't know that it's the biggest diss you can come up with.
I think it's one of the freshest ones you come up with, because how many times we mentioned Dusty Rhodes? It's like I get it. I mean, that's his dad, but man,
that's
like, everyone
point.
Has to
that's
mention
a good
Dusty.
Point. Everybody brings up I never heard Dusty being brought up this way. I like last year when Roman brought up Dusty in the whole, like, I'm the son he wish he had, not you. Like, I actually liked that back and forward between Cody and Roman, and I obviously thought they can't go there again. So I did like this. I thought it was a creative way to bring back the whole Dusty Rhodes thing and make it feel different. But I really did like the one thing that I really did like out of this was Seth. Seth snapped. He had his moment, and I appreciated that. I appreciated the crowd response. The crowd was hot for everybody. Every time somebody grabbed the mic, they pop, and that's how you can tell how invested people are. Yeah, we're all taking sides, and that's what we're supposed to do. That's what they're trying to sell you. But listening to that sold out arena and everybody popping for every single thing just shows you how huge this thing is and the big names that are involved, how much people are invested in it. Every time somebody talked, people pop. The Rock got a great pop when he came out. The acknowledging was acknowledging tonight. You know, Cody came through the crowd. Said, I just felt like, wow, this feels like it's really starting to feel like the biggest match or the biggest whatever as they're selling it. It feels that way. And they have taken us on a ride. Every week feels different. I could have done without the diarrhea chance. That is one of those times that I'm like, wrestling fans, we need to show.
There's been a lot of stuff in this feud where I'm like, you're telling me that with all the money they have and all the access to talent they have, they just can't get somebody in there to punch some of this stuff up. Make it a little bit better.
I also didn't like, in my opinion, there was a little bit of the back and forth. The Rock using the fact that he's director, like board director. I like it. Use your power. You know, I didn't like when Cody was like, do you have the power to do this? Because you acknowledge Roman. I didn't think that was a good burn. He's your boss. Yes, he has the power to do that regardless of what he did last week. And then Roman and Rock have to turn around and say, this is family. This is what we do. The whole story that Cody has been trying to tell is about family. So he should be somebody that does understand. And no, I don't want to say respect, but does understand how far family is willing to go for each other and kind of like be aware of that. Right, the whole you have the power to do this. Yes, yes, he does. Don't even ask it. You know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, but no, between the diarrhea chants, I'm really not a fan of Roman using crossdresser in the year 2024. I think you know, but I didn't like when The Rock was doing the "Oh, you're wearing your wife's clothes" thing. I just think that's like kind of lame to bring that up as an insult. I think they could do better than this. Again, they have access to a lot of talent, and there's that, but then even like the Rock, like goof clown emoji, it's like, dude, get a thesaurus, have ChatGPT like improve this a little bit for you.
The Rock is very much attitude era, and he's not going to ChatGPT to write his.
Yeah, I think it's funny because we always gave, not me, but wrestling fans have always gave Hulk Hogan a pass to say, what you gonna do, brother, when he was in NWO. That's the way he was. That's the way The Rock is. You can update things and say hashtag whatever, but he's gonna be like, whatever, you cookie puss, or shut up juice, or whatever the hell he was doing for the week.
Sure. I know a lot of, I was just gonna have a real tangent there, but anyhow,
By the way, Static Media, he actually said the words cookie puss. I'm not trying to yell or say anything new for the e-tag. No, I gotta say that now because I don't want to get in trouble.
But wait, I mean, the Beastie Boys had a song. Like,
and I'm just doing disclaimers, man. I want to be back here next week. All right.
I thought everybody liked Carvel ice cream.
I just got back
here. They still sell it. They still sell cookie puss in the year 2024.
Hell yeah, they do. Yeah. Go.
Get Fudgy the Whale. Fudgy it's the just a cookie favorite. Puss turn the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. He knows what's up. Shout out to Carvel.
Yeah, but so they just went off the air with Mike Martin. If you only knew in this world, everyone with the AI. But no, look, I think, this is hot. This is making wrestling cool. A lot of people are tuning in. Like, I want all this to land. You know, I don't like if you're going to workshop something, like maybe social media is a better place to do it. Makes sense. But no, Cody slapping The Rock, great moment to go off the air with. Everybody wanted to see what was going to happen.
4 out of 10 slap.
Yeah, it wasn't. But I don't know. It's always gotten kind of be weird doing that, right? Because it's like, how much do you pull? How much of a stage slap? How do you?
No, you slap.
You slap. Yeah. But WrestleMania is like less than a month away. That's the big headline.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys excited?
Yes. Yes, but it doesn't matter what's on the card. I think WrestleMania is that Super Bowl level where it's like it could be.
Yeah,
a blank
you always
card,
get excited man. For it.
Mm-hmm. It's the high season.
Yeah, but this feels like a big deal. Having The Rock, I just don't. That will be somebody that I'll be like, yeah, I don't know that I'm gonna get to see him wrestle again. Like, you know, there are I have noticed a lot of interest in people coming back or some people checking out. Like there's, it feels like a bigger deal. I feel like to us, I always call WrestleMania Super Bowl, like you said, and this time of the year is the playoffs. But I have noticed a lot of interest from different people that are not here hardcore like we are, you know?
Yeah.
Did you notice the trend going viral, all the sports team acknowledging Roman Reigns on their TikToks? Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy how, like, this thing, it feels like a bigger deal than normal.
Yeah. And
I love SummerSlam, too. My favorite is the Royal Rumble, if I'm being honest.
I mean,
okay, that's a good one.
I think Mania is going to be lit. But Stand and Deliver is going to be next level this year.
Really? What do you got on your card?
I think Tony D'Angelo is winning the NXT championship.
That is just, came out of nowhere. Definitely deserved, but also came out of nowhere.
Like, and strangely, this might not make the card, but Thea versus JC, I think is going to be, if she gets that win, this is going to be one of the most emotional matches NXT has ever had. This could be Bayley versus Sasha if they do this right.
True. And I got to say this, even though no one cares about it, I do. If you give me Dijak Josh Briggs, hook it to my veins. Please.
It's going to be good. And if we have Tatum versus Lyra, like that could be dope. I think it's going to be Roxanne, but maybe Tatum interferes in that, sparks the feud. I don't know. There's so much more. I'm looking forward to Tuesday. But SmackDown tonight, definitely kept building the anticipation. Final rating, Flobo.
What's the rating? Is that a 5 out of 10? How many stars?
Let's go out of 100.
Well, I got to give this one a 82 out of 100. Definitely above average. The actual in-ring action was kind of amped, but we got some progression towards the biggest party of the year in WrestleMania. So it wasn't a bad episode at all. Cool Friday night vibes.
Issa?
Yeah, I'll give it 85 out of 100 with The Rock being there, the slab. That main event worked for me. There was a lot of fluff in between that, didn't it?
Yeah.
The opening was good, too.
I'm going to give it a 79.
Also, the pop-up into the RKO. Oof.
79.
I hate that Prime logo on the mat. And there wasn't very much wrestling tonight.
There wasn't.
No, it was weird.
You just hate Angel. Say it.
There was Lobos, though.
Yeah.
Legado del Fantasma.
So. Okay.
Knows who's still.
Yes. Lobos at Football Boys. Ceases at NYC Demon Diva. That's Steve with the one. I'm Macklin Rubenstein. We will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.